Absolute pleasure, Alex.
So, it's been more than 100 years since the Victorian border was last closed. What was the process like back in 1919?
It happened really suddenly, and I think that's the big difference with today is that, we've had plenty of warning, we've been seeing things escalating here, and at least we've had a chance to plan for it. Whereas in 1919, the border closure was more about politics than about disease control. And so particularly when New South Wales closed its border with Victoria, it happened very rapidly. And then they closed their border with Queensland and it happened rapidly. And what that meant was people were stuck. They were stuck at the border and couldn't get home on either side.
Yeah, right. And so you said that it was more of a political move. What does that mean?
Well, in 1919, we thought we'd kept Spanish flu out. It was a highly infectious, very deadly version of influenza, a little bit like COVID. But cases started appearing in Victoria. They broke through international quarantine and they weren't quite convinced that they had it, so they didn't tell any of the other states. But then a couple of cases arrived in Sydney on a train from Melbourne and it started spreading in Sydney. So the New South Wales government said, "Hey, we think we've got it." And then the Victorian government said, "Yeah, guess what? We've got about 350 cases." And so in that moment, New South Wales said, "Well, we are shutting our border with you." And it meant that people were stuck, particularly in Albury and Wodonga, but also places like Swan Hill and Mildura as well.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the Albury and Wodonga guys have really, this is the second time in 100 years that they've been caught up in this. But one of the biggest things that obviously has been a major discussion in the last 7 days is masks. And it's been a bit of a split kind of opinion on it. There's a few people who aren't particularly happy, but masks were also made mandatory back then. How did society fare? Was there as much of an uproar?
Yeah, yes and no. People found it very strange in 1919 to be wearing face masks in public, and I think a lot of us still do that now. Although, I certainly have been doing it in recent years, particularly because I've been taking the lead from Asian folks who tend to do it much more as a polite, because it's a courtesy to other people when they're sick. So I'd started doing it when I had a cold anyway. But broadly, I think there's two issues. One is, do masks really work? And in 1919, they weren't really sure. And at the end of the pandemic back then, they said, we probably don't think that they actually worked. And again, today, we're still unsure. We have advice on what particular types of masks and what particular circumstances work. But we're also, there's a lot of situations where we're not quite sure when we should be wearing them or whether the one we've whipped up on our sewing machine is actually going to do any good or not. So there's still a lot of confusion. I think people want to do the right thing, but they're often not sure exactly when and what sort of mask and really whether it's going to make a difference.
And one of the biggest, the big thing, right? I mean, how effective were the government measures back then, like closing the Victoria border, at stopping the spread of the Spanish flu?
Look, in 1918, before the flu arrived in Australia, the maritime quarantine, keeping ships at bay in quarantine stations until they made sure they were clear of flu cases, was incredibly effective. It held out the flu for 3 months. Now, you'd think, well, it failed then if it got in. But what happened was the version of the Spanish flu that got into Australia was milder. It was less deadly than the one that had affected the rest of the world. So quarantine worked in one important way. And then when it came ashore and they were closing the borders, they kept up the maritime quarantine. So they stopped extra cases getting in. And so although it didn't ultimately stop a large proportion of the Australian population being infected, it did help slow the spread. And the longer that spread was slowed down, the milder the disease tended to be. So it's impossible to prove, but I think if Spanish flu had spread around Australia much more quickly in 1919, we probably would have seen a higher death rate. So my assessment is it still had some protective value.